Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Vendors, don't be a jerk. Town.
Hey townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Kaplan.
Mike.
Ooh.
Kaplan.
Hey buddy, how
Happy
are you?
Happy to be here, living in this town with you.
I know. Well, you live in this dumb town with us, but you're a very smart human being. We have always loved you. The fact that I just went back and looked at a stand-up set of ours from 2009, which is right around the time we recorded our half-hour specials together at John Jay College. We were paired with you, and that made us so happy and then simultaneously scared because your special was filled with so many jokes, like set up punchline. It was so good. We were downstairs getting made up, watching your set, just dying laughing. And we're like, we don't have enough punchlines. God damn it. That's what we said.
Well, and that was before you were working together as a team, right? You were only doing like one person at a time.
One person does 5 minutes, and then the other person does 5 minutes. Yeah, that was a bad format.
A lot of opposition comedy.
Very weird.
Together, working together, you can have as many punchlines as I have on my own.
That's what we learned. Here's the deal. You got a new project. We're going to talk about that shortly. But first things first, we've got to get into this dumb world. I mean, the world is still dumb, Mike. We can be quarantined, but it's still dumb.
I believe it.
Right, so we're going to jump into a story sent to us by our awesome fans, and the four of us will try and make some sense of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
This was sent in by Victor Gron Doomscroller. He changed his name, but his handle stays the same, and he's been crushing it during this time of isolation.
Thank
for
you,
all of us.
Victor
because,
Grom Doomscroller.
Well, it's Mr. at Jake Groney.
Yeah, Groney.
Yeah, one more time. So thank you so much. Okay, you ready for this? It's fun. They ordered pizza to support a local business during the pandemic, mm-hmm. but Chuck E. Cheese showed up
God
instead.
Damn it, Chuck E. Cheese. Have you ever been to a Chuck E. Cheese?
I think I certainly went to, if not my own, but many other kids' birthday parties when I was yesterday. It was this past
Wow, you have a mustache now, and that feels like it
looks
would.
Great.
It does look great, but it feels like
Where I got this mustache at Chuck E. Cheese.
How many tickets was that mustache?
Eight million. I won all of the skee ball.
There you go.
Nice.
God damn it, Chuck E. Cheese.
I remember going to Chuck E. Cheese so much to look at it when I was a kid, and it was just consistently of my mom being like, Danny, get out of the ball pit. We're leaving.
Human habit trail. You know, like there's a thing where you climb up in the habit trail.
The one in Eagle Rock doesn't have a ball pit.
It has a habit trail. Yes, it does.
It does not.
Yes, it does.
Ooh, this is that early opposition comedy they were doing.
I have not seen it.
Oh, man. Maybe I haven't been there in like 12 years.
And I've been there recently a lot, and I ain't seen
it. They serve beer at Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, I mean,
so here's my question. In a post-corona world, will we be able to go to Chuck E. Cheese? I don't think you can possibly go to a Chuck E. Cheese.
Like, I didn't trust the people there before.
We will have to each have our own home ball pit. That's what we do
That's
now.
That's right.
It's a win.
Home ball pit might actually work. Mm-hmm. But the idea that, like, Chuck E. Cheese was probably never cleaned in the first place.
No, you're touching a bunch of stuff that a bunch of kids who are sick are touching, and then you're going and eating pizza.
Its motto is, its logo, its mascot. That's the word I'm looking for. Its mascot's a rat. It's a rat. It's run by a rat.
The rat was the delivery system for the plague back in the day. And now all right, so they ordered pizza, they got Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, they got Charles Escobar cheese. Uh-huh. Okay.
Damn it.
Kendall Neff thought she was supporting a local business when she and her husband ordered food Saturday evening. Mm-hmm. The pizza shop listed on Grubhub as Pasquale's Pizza and Wings seemed independent at first. Its menu offers those items and little besides a cookie pizza and canned sodas.
Hey.
Hey, Pasquale.
Hey, I like the cookie pizza.
Yes, the Oaks, Pennsylvania resident was preparing for another night in and something cheesy, and her husband was craving wings. On first glance, they assumed the restaurant, with no reviews at the time, was a small business.
There's your red flag.
There's your red flag. No reviews,
if
Mike.
If you are ordering food from places with no reviews, you live life on the edge.
Right?
They didn't even ask their friends and family to leave some reviews in to pre-order the restaurant as we often do it with our albums. Get it up on the rankings a little bit. Get some yelping. This is the best pizza place that my grandmother, I mean strangers, have ever had.
Exactly.
Right, their own employees should definitely have boosted it.
But again, this is what happens. This is how you know, or you should know, that yes, a family-run restaurant would have all of their friends.
Sure.
If Pasquale's was a family and they had the Italian restaurant,
right. The Pasquale family that came over
but by
from
the way, you know
Sicily,
how Italy. You know how you go to an Italian restaurant and order wings? That should have been an indication.
hey, it's a nice of wing.
I like a football wing. And so the idea that like that is that there are no, that tells you it's part of a larger conglomerate.
Right, or at least steer clear of it. I'm not trying to like.
I put this in the same context as comedy clubs, and Mike, you know this as well. When you're on the road, the clubs that are run best are the clubs that are owned. Like there's like two clubs or three of them, and they're owned by the person who is in attendance most nights. And so it's a ship.
They care about it.
They're there. When you get into a giant chain, it's like I don't know who's running this place. I really don't know.
I mean, would you guys buy
at a giant chain? If they do it this pizza restaurant style, like it would be like a comedy club, like an improv or a funny bone, mm-hmm. but then open, like just putting on the website, be like, it's the old funny shack, you know, no reviews, get your wings, your jokes winged at you.
Your old funny factory.
Yes. Yeah. That's right.
Get your chicken fingers and hummus.
Support local. Like they're really trying to pull on that support local heart.
But I just don't think
they're trying to trick you. They're trying to trick you because they know if they put Charles E. Cheeses at the top of it, boom, right. no one's buying it.
But also, who's I don't think that the four of us, nor anyone listening to this, would buy anything online that had zero reviews.
I think that is.
Yeah, but Dan, Google is the grand equalizer. If you say pizza and you Google it and it just says Pasquale's comes up first, you're like, all right, yeah. I'll try
it. Well, it says at first glance, they assumed the restaurant with no reviews was a small business trying to weather the pandemic and they wanted to support it.
Reviews equals no stars.
It turns out.
No reviews, but it also was one of the first ones that came up. Yeah. They had massive search engine optimization operation.
That's right, but no reviews.
No reviews.
Again, that is an incongruency that these people should have figured. I don't want to blame the victims here.
They were being tricked by a giant corporation trying to trick them. The trickster, like if you get tricked by the devil, you know, you're better to be tricked by the devil than to be the devil.
Exactly. Correct. Thank you.
It turns out the Grubhub listing, so that's where they were looking, was just solely on Grubhub listings, was for a virtual restaurant operated from the Chuck E. Cheese in Berwyn. Berwyn, Pasquale, is the pizza-making character in the franchise's lore and animatronic shows, according to the Chuck E. Cheese wiki, which also is a thing we all know.
Okay, so you should never have to go deep into the lore of a restaurant in order to know if you're being screwed, right?
Unless that lore is the restaurant in Denver where they do the diving shows and the...
Have you ever been to Casa Bonita in Denver? They do cliff diving shows.
I don't think
I have. In the restaurant. There's also a man in a gorilla costume that they trace. Don't they chase him and try and catch him?
There's an old black Bart character.
Our joke, which was in our stand-up, which we did in our in Sklars and Stripes, which is on Amazon. Audible.
Our joke was that they say it's authentic Acapulco style cliff diving inside this room. Authentic, yet every diver is a white kid from the suburbs.
Right. So this is the only job in America where white people have stolen Mexican people's jobs. And we're all just okay with it.
And everyone's
cool
with it.
We're all okay with it. I have a picture.
Go ahead, Mike. What were you going to say?
I like it. And I feel like here's what maybe happened is perhaps this wasn't even supposed to be a restaurant. Maybe it's like when there's a phone number in a movie that actually goes somewhere because they set it up for fun. Like if you're playing the video game of Chuck E. Cheese, you're like, oh, look, there's a restaurant, a virtual restaurant in the world of this restaurant. There's a fake kitchen in here. Hey, somebody called our fake kitchen looking for pizza. I guess we send it to them.
Yeah, I guess we gotta make it.
I have a picture here of Pasquale in case anybody was wondering what he looks like.
I mean,
Jay,
please describe Pasquale.
Mike take a look.
All right, Mike, do you see that?
Oh, yeah. I think I got it from the sound of the tone of your voice that you just made.
I mean,
I was right.
He is like, take Mario and Luigi and say they aren't
racist
stereotypical enough.
Now, this is not a recent reference, but also very like Welcome Back Kotter vibes.
Yeah.
Is it Dave Kaplan?
Gabe Kaplan. Dave.
Yeah, Dave Kaplan is a Chicago sports personality.
All right, Gabe Kaplan.
It says here
it's kind of like Gene Shalit.
It is
very Gene Shalit.
Yeah, it's just funny that my reasoning for choosing the place and being a small business that needed our help kind of backfired. Kendall Neff said
it did
on the Philadelphia subreddit. She posted a text exchange with the delivery driver who confirmed that he picked up Pasquale's
from Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, from Chuck E. Yeah. Cheese. Neff also provided a receipt showing Pasquale's address as 270 Swedesford Road, the same address of the Berwyn Chuck E. Cheese. I love that she like became Matlock halfway
through.
Yeah,
she suddenly became like a crazy.
I'm breaking this wide open.
Okay, so here's the text exchange. I'm going to read it for you guys between the Grubhub delivery driver, who does not work for Mr. Pasquale, who also doesn't exist. This is your Grubhub driver, Richard. I left your order outside of your front door. Thanks, Kendall replies. You're welcome. Enjoy your meal, and although they wrote mail, and have a great
enjoy
weekend,
your mail,
and have a great weekend. You too. Also, just curious. Here's where it starts.
Here's where I get. She had to dig in.
Was this food from Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah.
And then he says, there was a Chuck E. Cheese store, but the windows had the wing restaurant on them.
Hold on a second. There was a Chuck E. Cheese store? When has it ever been considered a store? Mike, what is going on, Mike?
Right. You know, like the gift shop of Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right. There is a gift. That's
but don't
a good
you love that he says the windows had the wing and restaurant on them? I was curious, too. So Chuck E. Cheese went as far as to put decals on the window to make it seem like they are now a pizza and wing restaurant.
They just want
to
be like, what?
Then he sends a new message where he writes, it smelled good. And then she writes, ha ha, it is good, but it's totally the Chuck E. Cheese pizza. My husband said that the chef character at Chuck E. Cheese is named Pasquale.
By the way, this is a lot of text going between two people. I'm like, if I was her husband, I'd be like, are you into this guy?
Yeah, like, Jake from State Farm?
What's going on?
If I may.
Yes.
Yeah.
It seems to me that what's happening here is like this person tried the food and was like, this is definitely Chuck E. Cheese's pizza because that's all we've been eating up until up until the pandemic. We've been Chuck E. Cheese every night. We're like, we should support a local business. Hey, is this also Chuck E. Cheese?
It's like the worst.
We're right back where we started.
We can't get away from it.
They're in the lamest episode of Black Mirror.
Yes. Blackish Mirror.
Yeah.
Which have they made that episode?
No,
that's really fun.
Yeah. They should, Blackish Mirror.
You should write that as a spec script.
She says, so she goes, it is totally it. Pasquale is the character. I think they made up this secondary restaurant for takeout now that they can't be open.
This is such a long text exchange.
To which the Grubhub delivery driver responded, sneaky, sneaky, LOL. I get it, though. You know what I mean. Which is
you know what I mean.
Which felt like them continuing the conversation, but also trying to end it.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
I got more stuff to do. And then she texts him, ... I'm lonely.
Yeah. You up?
You up? What if she is starting, this is the beginnings of her wanting to have an open relationship with her husband.
Anyway, we're poly.
So come on back whenever you want. Yeah.
Deliver what you want.
And you know
what?
If they all are, kudos to them for finding love during this time.
Agreed.
No shade at all on my end.
None.
The wings were nothing to write home about. There's some shade. The pizza.
Wow.
They're not picky, though. If someone was really snobby, they might not be happy with it, Kendall Neff said. So she's cool with her.
I love that she needed to make a distinction between her and someone who's really snobby about pizza.
Who in their right mind would eat chain pizza and not know what it was?
Jay?
You.
Tell the story, Jay.
All right. So,
and this is, by the way, our friend Derek Lipkin, who listens to this show. Great guy, friend up in
Derek Lipkin, who loves to point out whenever we get something wrong.
Yeah, Derek Lipkin, who I love so much.
I love him and his wife and his baby.
Scarborough Corrections
Department. He is one of the most wonderful people in the world. He also, I feel like, gets off a little bit
on how many times we get things wrong.
Get it wrong or the feed's not working.
Right.
We should call him Derek actually Lipkin.
Right. So he said he wants to create a drinking game that we, whenever you're listening to Scarborough Country, whenever Jason and I go into Carson voices,
that is bizarre.
That is wild. You have to drink whenever Jason tells the story of Domino's, which he's going
to
do.
So the
right
very
now.
Short story, which no one on this podcast or anyone in my universe knows, is this, Mike. I went to a three-year-old's birthday party when my son was three, my oldest child. So I hadn't been to a lot of these birthday parties before. It was at a beautiful house. I'm in the kitchen.
Someone brought out a pizza on
this beautiful marble sort of circular tray. And I reached over and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to eat like three or four of these pizzas. And so I grab a piece of pizza and I don't care if it's good or bad. I just am excited to be eating like hot cheese on bread and having like a clown entertain my kid. And I eat this pizza and I literally, I'm like, this is the best pizza I've ever had. It's like hands down the best, like the seasoning, all of it. So I go to this woman and I'm like, number one, did you make this pizza? Number two, if you didn't, you have to tell me what restaurant this is from because, and I took my phone out to put it in my notes and she's like, it's Domino's.
You fucking idiot.
You fooled me, number one, by putting it on a marble slab. I don't put it
that
all
is
on
true.
Me.
True. Presentation. Everything.
But I'm going to tell you, what? Domino's, so Domino's was so, Domino's, you know, they had this like pro-life thing going for a while and I'm like, do I have to because I love this pizza so much, do I have to now recalibrate when I think a child is a child? I don't know. That's how good the pizza was.
What were you going to say, Mike?
Two things. 100%. You were taken in by the nice house. You were yes. tasting the mm-hmm. nice house.
Sure.
Like there have been studies they show we're drinking water from the same tap or hose. If you're mm-hmm. told that it's from a glacier or from a pristine stream from yeah. somewhere, and this is $7. As much as the water you think it costs, your brain actually tastes it better. So you're just a human yeah. victim to the trickery of science. And the other thing I just wanted to say real quick is the woman clarified it's the wings were nothing to write home about. Yet they were certainly something to write someone about.
Reddit.
Very true.
Number one. And number two, who is the type of person that when they are away from home, like in Iraq or somewhere,
or no, just anywhere,
anywhere like they have to write home about wings?
Yeah.
That because they're that good. I mean, it would have to be really like the greatest thing since sliced bread. That you the first time sliced bread came out, you'd be like, I got to tell you right now also, we are all at our home, so there's nothing to write home about.
Right, there's literally nothing
that's
to write
your
home.
Journal.
But think of pre-pandemic. Like, honey, where are you going? It is 11 o'clock at night. We've got to go back to I need to get a postcard right now. I have to write home.
If I don't write home right now,
that I just enjoyed.
You were totally on point, all of you guys, though, about Jason eating the ambiance, because Kendall Neff went on to say, it is automatically better tasting food when surrounded by tokens and tickets.
There you go.
Unfortunately, Pasquale's online menu doesn't offer the option to order the pizza. This is the coolest. What I'm about to say to you is possibly.
Well, let's hold it and we'll take it after the break, shall we?
Well, we have a break built in here. Okay. We can do it now if you want. We can do it now.
I love that you say you have something that's the coolest.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, I will tell you what I have discovered through this article is the coolest thing about Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay, Mike Kaplan is with us. We're going to take a quick break. This is Dumb People Town. Don't go nowhere.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We got Mike Kaplan with us. He is a great follow on Twitter and
just one of the best joke writers out there. And a new, tell us what you got that people can go out and consume right now of yours.
Sure. Depending when this is in your life, if it's May 8th, 2020 or after, there's a new album that
it is.
Out.
This is tomorrow. This drops tomorrow. We're recording on a Thursday.
Wow.
It will drop on a Friday. So yes.
Beautiful. Then my new album called AKA, my latest stand-up comedy album is available all the places. Thanks for downloading, listening, streaming, sharing, not even listening, but rating and reviewing it, buying all the copies, sending them to your dad or mom for Mother's or Father's or non-binary Parents Day, whatever
yes.
it is.
Yes.
It's called AKA. It's my favorite album that I've ever created. I think it's the best best Ooh. Comedy I've made. So if you've ever enjoyed my comedy before,
we have.
And if you haven't enjoyed it, it's even better.
Well, I'll say this, that for our fans, again, right now, people are saying, what can I get into that is new? People are asking us for suggestions all the time, and I know you get it too, Dan. This is one of our favorite comics out there, just a brilliant joke writer. And if you're saying you're the most proud of this comedy album, I cannot wait to listen to it.
So this is anywhere you get comedy. Anywhere.
AKA and
did you do it at our friend Blonde Medicine? Did you do it through Dominic?
Blonde Medicine is the label. We are label mates.
We
so
are.
Yeah, you can go
so
to
I love that label.
Wonderful. BlondeMedicine.com/AKA or slash all the albums on there. Check them out.
Yeah, Dominic Delbene, who runs that label, is just one of our favorite people in the business. Top shelf dude. So, okay, we're going to check it out. AKA Mike Kaplan, and it's MYQ Kaplan. That's how, if you're looking it up and you're typing in MIKE, you know, you could also type in Pasquale's and maybe that would come up too. Speaking of
MYQ.
Yeah.
Now, there's a thing that Chuck E. Cheese does that I found out in reading this article. They do not do this with their new bullshit Pasquale's restaurant.
What do they
do? And why they are not doing is beyond me, because if there's anything people need in their life right now, this would be one of those things.
Which would be?
It says it's automatically better the food is when surrounded by tokens and tickets.
Sure.
Unfortunately, Pasquale's online menu doesn't offer the option to order a pizza box that turns into a mini skee-ball game, and Chuck E. Cheese actually does. I have a picture for you here. It is a pizza box you can order that turns into a skee-ball game.
This is great.
This is what, if you're a pizza place and you have the option to send this to people in
that
their home,
is the coolest thing I've ever
personal,
seen.
Like if Chuck E. Cheese is like, hey guys, we know you can't come, you know, get sick at our restaurant / play area.
Why not
anymore.
Get sick on our pizza?
We're gonna send you the food, and we're gonna bring a little bit of Chuck E. Cheese to you. Look, how cool is this skee ball? I would play this.
That yeah, looks so why?
Turn that into
so
a
why
drinking
are they,
game with your roommates?
And by the way, anybody who has kids just loves the idea of them playing a ball game at the table.
Yeah, of course. Here, there's an article that they linked to about the skee ball pizza box.
Oh,
I'll read it really quickly.
No,
they've released a new pizza delivery box that transforms into a home version of the Alley Roller skee ball game. The Alley Roller pizza box comes with any medium or large pizza delivery order.
Does it come with a ball?
It includes 3 Chuck E. Cheese themed game balls.
What?
And you can get it from over 500 locations by ordering via Grubhub, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
Dang, shouldn't have gone to Pasquale's.
You can also get unicorn churros with any large pizza delivery order placed. I'm going to ask you guys,
made out of
just
true
out
unicorns.
Of fun, how much do you think it costs to add unicorn churros to your Chuck E. Cheese / Pasquale's delivery order?
All right, Mike, you're our guest. You can go first, Tig, which is the slot between me and Jason, or third in terms of guessing.
I'll go first.
Okay.
$7.
$7.
To add unicorn churros?
$4.99.
Okay, $4.99.
$8.99. Yep.
You can add unicorn churros to any large pizza delivery order when placed via DoorDash. Well, or
before
Grubhub.
You say it, Dan, I'm going to say this before you even say it. I am going to be disappointed one way or another. There is no way that I'm going to ever say this is the exact amount they should charge for unicorn churros to be added. I will be like, this is way too little or it's way too much.
Right.
Okay.
The total amount to add unicorn churros
is
$1.
That is too much. Too much.
Oh, man. What a good bit.
We'll get out
$1 for your? Come on. This is made out of true unicorn horn.
We'll get out of here in this last little bit. In the original story, delivery groceries have seen a spike. Yeah, but they've struggled to keep up the demand, so people are turning to this. For Neff and her husband, the delivery services have helped them stay safe during the pandemic as they are home with their 25-week-old daughter, Millie, who was born unexpectedly on Halloween.
Don't feed your bit. All right, you're in New York, Mike. Where are you? Yes. What part of New York do you live?
Park Slope, Brooklyn.
Okay, so, I mean, how are you handling it? There are so many people in New York. Are you staying in? Are people out? Are they walking around? What's the vibe on the ground in New York right now?
My girlfriend and I are in for the most part. I live block and a half from the near park, and I go into the park and stay on paths away from people once in a while, but mostly I'm in, and everybody outside, most of the people have the mask vibe down and are you know, you move away, you move out of the way, you have the knowing glance. It's mm-hmm. it's nice. There's a silent solidarity.
Yeah,
nice.
I think that's good.
Nice. Well that is our story, friend.
Just be careful. Like, if we've learned anything here, is that number one, Mike Kaplan has a fantastic new comedy album
called AKA,
and everyone should pick it up. Yes. Number two, don't ever order food from a place that has zero reviews. And comes up first in your search. That yes. should be in it.
I mean, they're lucky that their baby wasn't stolen.
Right?
You know what I mean? Like, that could have gone many different directions.
Many different. That's right. Many different.
Mike Kaplan, thank you so much for joining us on the show. I can't wait to listen to your comedy album. Dude, you're the best, and keep making great stuff.
Thank you so much for having me in the dumb person town, in dumb person world.
I'm yeah, happy dumb people to... town is a state of mind. And it is. God yes. damn it, it's happening everywhere.
And look at me. Look at me getting the name wrong. I'm so dumb.
Yeah, look, I didn't expect you to get it right because you're too smart. thank you, Mike Kaplan. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dumb, dumb, dumb. Make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.